Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So 7:21, and guess who's here?
Mark Christopher?
No.
Matt Sirois?
Yes.
And First District Congressman for Life, John Larson. Representative, good morning. How are you, sir?
Hey, John.
Good morning. Good morning. How are we doing?
You know what, sir? Congressman, if we were any better, we'd have to be incarcerated. We have to be incarcerated.
No.
So we wanted to talk to you about the Butch Lewis Act, which has been passed. It's formally titled the Rehabilitation for Multi-Employer Pensions Act. What exactly, John, does this entail?
Well, what happened here, and there's a little bit of history, but Butch Lewis, actually, who the act's named after,
right,
was a Teamster who died and was unable to collect his pension. So what happened was so many multi-employer pensions, as you may recall, especially
right,
after 2008, they found themselves in the ability of not being able to pay. So many citizens, especially in small companies and people like truckers, but primarily impacting, from a Connecticut perspective, Teamsters and members of the IAM, that belong to big, major corporations like, Pratt
UTC,
UTC, et cetera, or, General Dynamics. But think of all the supply jobs,
exactly,
and everything else in the smaller companies, et cetera. So what happened here is that we established what they call the Pension Rehabilitation Administration, which would allow them to issue bonds to finance loans to critical and declining multi-employer pension plans that are currently receiving financial assistance from what's commonly referred to as the PBGC, or the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation.
Yeah.
And, of course, that was starting to have problems as well. And if that went down or got further shaky, then you have a huge problem. So, there was a packed house, and that's not usual at the Ways and Means Committee of multi-employer, but primarily, Teamsters, machinists, and, regular labor guys that were going to be impacted by this.
Yeah.
What this bill does, and now it's on its way to the Senate, was put them in a position. This is not a bailout, unlike, the bailouts of Wall Street, et cetera.
Uh-huh.
This puts them in a position to get loans with very strict financing and oversight that people have to report and go through to make sure that these guys, again, through who no fault of their own, who just put their money in or had their money deducted, but then found themselves in the untenable position of retiring, which, of course, makes all the more reason why, in 2 weeks, when on the 25th, when we bring up Social Security, and that's been our goal here. We started with the Secure Act for small pensions,
right,
around the private sector, bipartisanly adopted, and then we went on to the Butch Lewis Act, which really creates this whole issue of the PRAs, or the Pension Rehabilitation Administration. And then the final piece to the puzzle here is to shore up Social Security, primarily for you, Ray.
Hey, John, thank you. Hey, Joe ain't that far.
Yeah,
and neither are you,
genius.
Yeah, come on. All right, so the deal, see, I always understood that if you're a member of a union, right, okay, your pension is through the union. Right. I mean, it can't be that way.
Right.
So no matter who the employer is, you contribute, your employer contributes, even if you have a couple. But that's not the way it works, John.
Well, no, that is the way that it works. But they make a contribution into a fund, and they're all regulated by a fund. In this case, the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation. And so what this does, again, you have to follow along here, so to speak. What this does is allow them the opportunity to relieve the pension guarantee fund by being in a position, because there's a shortfall, to borrow the money to take the fiduciary and actuarial steps to make sure that over time these loans and are and the money is paid back, and especially in these times when the market's doing much better than it was, say, in 2008,
yeah,
that they have a chance to restore this. And, of course, with better accountability, better transparency, and hopefully without leaving people out in the cold.
Okay.
Again,
right.
Union, non-union, or otherwise, if you invested in a pension fund and then all of a sudden
the money's
not
gone.
There,
right. Yeah. Okay.
That places a great deal of strain on everyone.
We've only got about a minute left, Congressman. Are you concerned because it passed along party lines in the House that it's going to have a struggle getting through the Senate?
Well, yes, I am concerned, but you know, there's a number of reasons why. There's a number of the Republicans on the committee, for example, said, you know, they favor this bill, they like it, et cetera, but to be honest, they're not sure it's going to pass the Senate, so they didn't want to put their political necks on the line.
Well,
they
okay.
said they didn't like the way that it's going to be paid for, et cetera. And this happens typically, but between the time the bill passes the floor, excuse me, goes from the committee floor, a markup, as it's called,
right,
till it gets to the floor, there will be ongoing negotiations. So what this was, they were putting down a marker
right.
for the Senate to further negotiate.
Okay.
And as Chairman Neal said, hey, look, we're open to ideas. Unfortunately, none of them were forthcoming about what they would do to improve or change this, so that the members, they all agreed that this was a problem that had to be addressed. They weren't sure that this was the right way, but
okay.
didn't really have a solution of their own, and that happens a lot in Washington. You gotta have solutions, and
well, you do.
That's what we hope to provide.
Right. Hey, John.
Thanks, John. We appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
All right, you guys too.
Take care, buddy.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.